CEO of USA Inc., Donald Trump, has announced that he plans to end some of former First Lady Michelle Obama's signature programs that she has set up for young people. And there seems to be a whole lot of outrage surrounding this, and I really just do not get it. Okay, let's take, for example, the Let's Move program that Michelle Obama initiated while she was the FLOTUS. Do you really need politicians or the U.S. government to tell children, to tell your children that they should exercise and not just be stuck in the house eating chicken nuggets and playing video games, which will lead to their obesity? Don't we already have programs in school like physical education where they get this kind of information? But again, it goes back to taking personal responsibility for your own children. Do you really need the U.S. government to be spending tax dollars to tell your children to exercise? It's just ridiculous. People are acting like these programs in our school districts in terms of physical education and promoting exercise did not exist prior to Michelle Obama. So this is what I'm just calling fake outrage, when there is so much more that we should be concerned about, whether or not the U.S. government is providing money to promote exercise programs to our children. You know, as a parent coming up with, I have three daughters who are adults now, and I enrolled them in basketball league, in soccer league, and just really got them involved in sports. They were running track. And so, I mean, I don't need the U.S. government to provide me with opportunities for my child to get some exercise. That's what public parks are for. All right. That is what the school track is for, that you can go to and walk around the track, run around the track with your children. So I don't understand where all this outrage is coming from. Now, there's another program that Donald Trump has said that he will end, and that's Michelle Obama's Let Girls Learn program, which has nothing to do with your girls or my girls or your grandchildren or my grandchildren. It has nothing to do with them. It is tax dollars that are going overseas to, as it states, to ensure that girls in foreign countries are getting education. Well, how about our children here in the United States are not getting the education that they deserve? In fact, in many urban school districts across the United States, they are closing schools, or these districts are severely underfunded. But you want to get mad because Donald Trump says he's going to end this Let Girls Learn program? How about worrying about your own girls? Couldn't we use that money to fund education for our children right here in the United States? You know, it seems to me that common sense says take care of your own needs first before you take care of somebody else's needs. So please stop with this fake outrage. I mean, it's just really outrageous. There are plenty of things that Donald Trump is doing that deserve our attention, that are very alarming, and we should not be invested in making sure Michelle Obama's Let's Learn program continues, which, by the way, is probably just a front for them to get their CIA agents and assets into these countries so that they can spy on people and undermine their sovereignty. For those who may not know, President Obama's mama used to work for the United States aid organization as a teacher in Indonesia. That's what they were doing over there in Indonesia. And there is information out there that has been written about her activities that suggests that she was spying on quote unquote communists in the country and gathering intel on those who would fight for their own self-determination in their own countries. And this information was provided to the CIA, which then set about engaging in political assassinations of these people. So I don't care if Donald Trump ends Let's Let Our Girls Learn. All right. Our girls got a lot of learning to do right here, and they need a lot of funding. I don't need the U.S. government funding some program to tell me that children need to exercise. I mean, again, these are long-standing public school policies that have been in place since when I was started school in the 1970s. So please stop with the fake outrage. Y'all, you know, really where this is coming from is from the Obama fanatics who have nothing better to do than complain about stuff that don't mean a hill of beans to anyone. You know, how is this change? Is any of these programs affecting us right here? And let's stop acting like Michelle Obama was some kind of Eleanor Roosevelt who actually engaged in campaigns to fight against racism, like the Tuckasegee Airmen. That was because of First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt that black men were given a chance to become fighter pilots in the U.S. Army and Air Force. So please, just stop. You're making yourselves look like fools. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio commentary. Support independent black media. Make a donation today to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project.